After losing Isaiah Hartenstein in free agency to the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Knicks are looking to add another center to this roster. The only problem is the premier centers that were available have already signed with different teams. That means the Knicks have to consider other options. And one of those options is a player that they did not extend the qualifying offer to. We're talking about Precious Achiuwa. But thanks to multiple NBA insiders, they help report that Achiuwa would be open to rejoining the Knicks this summer. And if that happened, the Knicks want to utilize Achiuwa in one specific way. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks could bring back Precious Achiuwa and add him to this roster. After losing Hartenstein, they need bigger bodies to add to this team. Because really, at this point, they just have Jericho Sims and Mitchell Robinson to man up the center position. They need other players, though. And if they were looking at the center market, it is shrinking right now. Andre Drummond, Goga Batase, Jonas Valanciunas, all centers that the Knicks potentially had their eyes on that they wanted to add to this team have already signed with different franchises. That means the Knicks are scrambling right now looking for other centers to add to this team, other big men to add to this roster. And right now, the market is very dry. And that's leading the Knicks to consider other players that they already had on their roster. We're talking about Precious Achiuwa. Let's break down these latest reports and understand exactly what the Knicks have planned for Precious Achiuwa moving forward. Shout out to Ian Bagley at SNY NBA Insider for giving us the following information. According to Bagley, Precious Achiuwa has been receiving interest from several contending teams, but he is still open to returning to the Knicks. The 24-year-old from the Bronx quickly solidified himself as an asset for the Knicks despite being looked at as a more of a secondary piece when he was first acquired as part of the OG Anunoby deal. Fred Katz of The Athletic continues here by giving us more information about the Knicks and their plans for Precious Achiuwa if they're able to add him back to this team during the summer. The New York Knicks are reportedly eyeing a new contract for free agent power forward Precious Achiuwa following Isaiah Hartenstein's departure to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Katz states the following. One name to watch is Precious Achiuwa, the unrestricted free agent who filled in admirably as a backup center and power forward for the Knicks this past season. New York chose not to extend the qualifying offer to Achiuwa, which would have made him a restricted free agent, but made that decision purely because it was better for the team's cap flexibility. Were Achiuwa to return to the Knicks, he would play behind Mitchell Robinson, meaning he would be the backup five. He would no longer play the backup power forward for the Knicks. Bleacher Report gives us the following regarding Achiuwa and why he should join the Knicks. According to them, with the chance to play solid minutes for a team likely to be a contender for the finals, Achiuwa could opt to remain with New York if given the chance. The Knicks had one of the best role players in the league with Hartenstein, but they couldn't outbid the Thunder and are now looking to replace the rim protector. Most of the top free agent big men in the league have already agreed to deals at this point, so retaining Achiuwa could be New York's best and maybe only option at this point. Shout out to Fred Katz of The Athletic for giving us the following information about Achiuwa and the Knicks' plans for him. If the Knicks do indeed bring Achiuwa back, they want to make him the backup center, likely behind Mitchell Robinson. That means Mitch is penciled in as your starting center, and Achiuwa is no longer going to be playing backup power forward to Randall or anybody else. He will be the backup center. And that makes sense because if you're looking at the Knicks roster right now, they do not want to have Jericho Sims play the backup center. They want to employ another player to do that. And it seems like Achiuwa is going to be the player of choice. Not necessarily because the Knicks feel he's the ideal player for the role. It's because, again, when you're looking at the market for centers right now, it is very, very dry. There are not that many options available left, so the Knicks need to make a decision now. If they wait too long, Achiuwa could be scooped up by another team And then they won't have that option either. And they're going to have even less to work with. New York right now may be okay with Robinson starting. The only issue there is if he gets injured. Robinson has a long history of injuries. And if he misses a significant portion of games again, the Knicks don't have a Hartenstein off the bench that they can just put in and play starter minutes. That's going to be something to watch for New York moving forward. At this point, you can only hope and pray that Robinson is getting his body right, getting his mind right, and hopefully will come into training camp in the best condition we've ever seen, because that's going to go a long way in terms of his health and being available for New York. That's important. Without Hartenstein, Mitchell Robinson is a must-have in the starting lineup. You have Mitch, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby. Defensively, that team is running through the league. Offensively, especially at the center position, you're going to have some question marks with Mitchell Robinson. I'm not saying he can't get it together, but each and every year, we've heard the exact same story. He's working on his game. He's working on his offense. And sooner or later, we're going to see it translate to the game. We really haven't seen it yet. And at this point, at this stage of his career, I don't think we're ever going to see it. I hope I'm wrong, but just reading what I'm seeing here, it doesn't look hopeful for the Knicks and Robinson in terms of his offensive game developing moving forward. And under head coach Tom Thibodeau, he really doesn't use Mitchell Robinson like that. He likes Mitch being that defender inside, blocking shots, grabbing rebounds, and having putback dunks. Maybe getting the occasional foul or two so he could get other players in foul trouble. And maybe at the free throw line, he makes one or he misses one. That's the best you can hope for Mitchell Robinson at this point. Hopefully, he can work on those free throws and make it a little bit more accurate as he gets to the line. Because even if he can do that, just that alone, higher accuracy at the line would make Robinson an even more valuable player. Because there's not that many centers at his height who's that dominant defensively that if they get hit in the paint, that they can go to the line and sink two free throws. If he can become that center consistently for the Knicks, we are going to be dangerous, especially if you have a big like Precious Achiuwa off of your bench. Because Achiuwa, if he's playing in the game, he also has a pick and roll game with Jalen Brunson. And if you have a big like Precious Achiuwa on your bench backing up Mitchell Robinson, when he's in the game, he gives you more offense than Mitch does. Doesn't give you the same level of defense, but his defense is still very good. He can block shots, he can get rebounds, and one more thing. He can also play heavy minutes. He also stays out of foul trouble. So let's say Mitchell Robinson, after trying to block a number of shots and playing very good defense on opposing players, maybe he does get into foul trouble. If that happens, we have Achiuwa off the bench who can come in and play heavy minutes. That's another main reason why, in my opinion, I would want the Knicks to go ahead and re-sign Precious Achiuwa. Because as of right now, you're not going to find another big on the market that can come in, understand Tom Thibodeau, and understand his role better than Achiuwa right now. He's done it for half of the season under Thibodeau. He's already got chemistry with this team, and he understands how to play for Thibodeau. That's important with this roster right now. Understanding your role, understanding when you need to step up, and also understanding when you need to step aside and allow Jalen, Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges, whoever's the hot hand at that point in time, to cook and make sure this Knicks team moves forward the right way. And I think Achiuwa understands that playing with Jalen Brunson and all of these other players we had on this team. Now, maybe he doesn't want to be a backup. Maybe he wants to start or have a significant role. If that's the case, maybe he won't join the Knicks. But if he wants to be part of a finals contender, just like Bleacher Report pointed out, he will join the Knicks. He will take a little bit less to join the Knicks, and he will stay part of a contender. I think Leon Rose and this Knicks front office can sell him that. But it's always going to be about if he's going to accept the offer the Knicks give him. Let's also mention that Precious Achiuwa can run the floor very well. He can dunk. He's also been working on his three-point shot as well. That means at some point in time in the future, Precious Achiuwa might be able to stretch the floor as the center for New York. And he might be able to do that off the bench. That's important for the Knicks, because with the Knicks, you want to have certain lineups out there that you can make sure you can utilize against certain defenses. And if you have a center that can shoot the three, that means you stretch the floor, you open up the paint. And if you have Jalen out there or Dante out there or Josh Hart out there, all of those guys love to run the floor. They love to break down the defense, and they love to take contact, especially when they get to the rim. And Jalen does it among the best of them, giving Jalen Brunson another avenue to get inside the paint, be able to take contact and score is a very dangerous situation. And Achiuwa shooting threes absolutely can create that. If the Knicks signed Achiuwa and they weren't able to get anybody else in terms of a center on this team, I really wouldn't be mad, because I'm looking at the market right now and there's not that many better names than Achiuwa really available. If the Knicks wanted to make another upgrade at the center position, they would really have to make a trade to do that. And even if they wanted to do that, what players would they target? Even though the Knicks are showing interest in trading for either the Utah Jazz's Walker Kessler or the Charlotte Hornets' Nick's Richards, it doesn't mean it's a guarantee that the Knicks are going to land either one of them, especially with Kessler. With Danny Ainge, you never know how many assets he's going to ask for. And since that's the case, both of these guys may not be available for the Knicks to get via trade. That's why going back with Achiuwa, running the starting lineup with Mitchell Robinson, seems like the best course of action right now for New York. Maybe that changes in the next few days if a center becomes available, they really want him, and they think it's a significant upgrade over Robinson. But I really don't see that happening, which means that the center position right now for New York moving forward is likely going to be Mitchell Robinson starting. And if things go in this direction, Achiuwa backing him up off the bench. Now, many fans may not like that. They may not like that center duo of Mitchell Robinson and Precious Achiuwa. But as of right now, you can't really split hairs here. We can't really be too choosy. There's not that many options available. Achiuwa already understands his team, understands his role, and more importantly, understands how to play significant minutes under Tom Thibodeau. When you add all of that up, right now, he is the most reliable and available center that the Knicks can go after and sign to this team. And I hope they do that sooner rather than later. Because again, if they wait, they might not have the option to go after Achiuwa in the next few days. The Knicks need to be smart with their strategy, but they also need to be fast here. They need to make the right decision, and they need to make it immediately. But what about you guys? What do you think about the Knicks potentially adding Precious Achiuwa back to this roster in free agency? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.